Proclamation number 4651 of 26th of May, 1949. Destruction of the Earth Act of Mercy by God. Seers and Prophets. My love, grace and mercy will certainly still apply to the individual human being, but no longer to the whole of humanity if this is understood to mean the continued existence of the old earth, which you humans want to accept as an act of mercy. It is much more an act of mercy that the destruction of the old earth takes place, because thereby new possibilities are created again for the maturing of the still imperfect spiritual as well as of the souls of people who have already fallen into darkness and yet shall find their way back to me, to the light. My principle is the redemption of the spiritual from darkness to light. But if the earth is completely darkened, then it is no longer suitable for the purpose it is meant to serve, and then new means have to be created which my wisdom alone can judge for their expediency, and human intellect is not sufficient to weigh the pros and cons. Yet my love and mercy still wants to give the souls the opportunity to complete their course of development on earth before the destruction of the old earth, because this is of utmost importance. And therefore I inform you of what is about to happen in an extraordinary way by initiating you through revelations into my plan of salvation from eternity. And this is a significant act of my love, grace and mercy for which you should be grateful and make use of every opportunity to bring your souls to maturity before the end is here. I inform you of this, however, you have to find the belief in it yourselves, otherwise you would forcibly change, which could not be called an upward development. But pay attention to the signs which I have constantly pointed out to you through seers and prophets. Heed them, and you can recognize for yourselves that the time has come when my announcements will be fulfilled. That the time of the end has come which shall determine you to utmost work on your soul. 27th of the 5th 1949, I have not announced the end through seers and prophets without purpose, and the sole purpose is that the human being should always bear the end in mind as being imminent and adjust his way of life accordingly so as not to get lost on the day of judgment. The fact that a long time has passed so far without bringing the end does not justify the assumption that people of the present time will not experience the end either. On the contrary, it is ever more probable that one day my prediction will come true, because my word is truth and remains. That the time will therefore draw ever closer. However, you can be completely certain that you people of the present time are the ones in whom my word will come true, that the present time will therefore bring about the event which is written. You can expect the last days with certainty, and you need no longer imagine a long earthly life, even though the world does not want to know about an end, that is, those people who are worldly minded and only turn their thoughts towards material gain. The end will also come for them, but they will not prepare themselves for it and will therefore be surprised and despair when it becomes obvious to them that they can no longer expect anything from the earthly world. And therefore it shall be spoken wherever the opportunity presents itself, even if the announcements are not believed. Yet when the hour has come for my word to come true, a few people will still turn their thoughts to me and also be able to be certain of my help in spiritual adversity. And this is the purpose of my predictions, and therefore they should not be rejected, for soon you humans will recognize the truth of them. Amen.